Cubs Ross, Hoyer test positive for COVID-19, feel fine. By AP on September 3, 2021. Chicago, AP, Chicago Cubs manager David Ross and president of baseball operations Jed Hoyer have tested positive for COVID-19. A spokesman for the team said Ross and Hoyer are feeling fine and quarantining. Both of them are vaccinated. Ross and Hoyer likely will have to stay away from the team for at least 10 days. Though Major League Baseball has made exceptions for individuals cleared by its medical experts if determined to be not infectious. File, in this July 8, 2020, file photo. Chicago Cubs general manager Jed Hoyer talks on a mobile phone during the team's baseball practice at Wrigley Field in Chicago. Chicago Cubs manager David Ross and president of baseball operations Jed Hoyer have tested positive for COVID-19. AP photo / Nam Y Hum, file. Bench coach Andy Green will run the team while Ross is away, beginning with Friday afternoon's game against the last place Pittsburgh Pirates. At this point in time, all of Ross' close contacts have been tested today and we have no positive tests within the clubhouse, Green said. So our expectation is that everybody on our roster is ready to go and ready to play today. The Cubs are among a handful of big league teams that have failed to reach the 85% vaccination threshold required for the relaxation of MLB's COVID-19 protocols. Green said the team is planning to make some changes in light of the pair of positive tests. He also said there were no conversations about canceling Friday's game. We take COVID incredibly seriously around here, Green said. We're going to do a number of things and not just test his close contacts. We're going to try to reduce our time in the clubhouse over the coming week to try to mitigate as much as humanly possible the spread of it. Green, 44, is in his second season as Ross bench coach. Green managed the San Diego Padres for almost four seasons before he was fired in September 2019. He said it will be tough not having Ross around. Michael Cheglo / Getty Images. He's a lot of fun. He makes the clubhouse a lively place, Green said. You hear him before you see him. Not everybody in the world is like that, so it's going to suck not being around him for the next 10 days. We hope all of us stay healthy and continue to test negative so we don't have any further spread. The positive tests for Ross and Hoyer come with the Cubs likely headed for their worst finish since they went 73-89 in 2014. They had at least a share of first place as late as June 24 before an 11-game slide sent them spiraling out of contention. Hoyer expressed frustration with the team's vaccination rate in May, arguing that falling short of the 85% threshold was a real competitive advantage that we're going to miss. The Cubs had two coaches test positive for COVID-19 back in April, playing a role in a flurry of moves for the team.